in Tahiti. Lawyers for Gaston Floss are trying to find a way to get the former president back into politics. After two corruption convictions, Floss was barred from public office until 2019, but his lawyers argue that his sentences should run concurrently, which would allow him to stand in next year's territorial election. If so, as Neil Conan reports in today's Pacific News Minute, he may face new questions about a 20-year-old case. In 1997, Gaston Floss toppled French Polynesia's first pro-independence government, set up the presidential election that would return him to power, and, some say, arranged the murder of an investigative journalist and political enemy. Jean-Pascal Couraud, widely known from his byline as JPK, dogged Floss relentlessly, first as editor-in-chief of the Tahiti daily Les Nouvelles, and later as an assistant to a member of the political opposition. When the 37-year-old vanished 20 years ago, authorities pointed to his troubled personal life and said they suspected suicide. Then, years later, one of Gaston Floss's former operatives told a magistrate that JPK had been drowned. That's Vitea Guillot, once a member of an intelligence unit that kept track of Floss's mistresses and political rivals. He testified that JPK had been killed by two members of another Floss outfit, an unarmed militia called the Polynesian Intervention Group, also known as the Redshirts. According to Guillot, Redshirts Tino Mara and Tutu Manate kidnapped JPK, tied concrete blocks to his feet, and dumped him in the ocean. Aside from members of JPK's family, no one has said publicly that Gaston Floss ordered the crime. But more may emerge if a case against Mara and Manate proceeds to trial. In 2013, murder charges against them were dropped on a technicality, but both still face charges of kidnapping. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.